Everybody who belongs to Jesus needs everybody who belongs to Jesus. We're better together. Join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello again.
Hi there.
Welcome. Hi. So Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music and the friends are absolutely spectacular. I am so thrilled to be sitting here today and welcoming you aboard what is going to be a wonderful voyage as we say hello to Kevin Williams.
Hey.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm right here. Hello.
Gordon Motes.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Buddy Green. Lauren Talley.
Hi, everybody.
Tori Taff.
Hey, guys.
And Bill Gaither himself sitting right here. Today, we've gathered around this table to redirect from the negative to the positive.
All right.
My turn?
Okay. Go, Bill.
All my guests today are musical. The Goodman Revival. Wilburn and Wilburn and Wilburn and the Collingsworth family.
We're going to start it off with the whole gang and Alicia Williamson, Bill, down at the Potter's House in Dallas. You remember this incredible night.
Come and go with me to my Father's house.
In my father's house.
Alicia Williamson and the Homecoming Friends. Oh, Bill, you know about this next song.
The Vocal Band.
Yeah, it says we're better together. Listen.
Better together, stronger each day. Better together in every way. Different people, but so much the same. Sisters and brothers from every land, loving each other, we reach out our hands. Divided we fall, side by side, together one voice, together one voice, together one name, lift it high. Better together, stronger each day.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band right here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
It comes earlier and earlier every week.
Well, I know that you anticipate this moment, that you're ready for it. It's what is called the Word of the Day. Homecoming Radio's Word of the Day. Are you ready for this one? This is a good word.
Okay.
If you know it, ring in flackery. The word is...
I may know this one. I might know this
Flackery.
Or not.
You amateurs. Flackery is the little known art of creative flaky pancake stacking.
Yes.
Yes. In Ottawa, Ontario, for instance, they have a flackery stack festival that goes for 3 days, but not in a row, where
that makes sense.
Where folks come from all over North America, Bill, to stack flapjacks in a crazy configuration, like a figure eight or a clown face or perhaps even a farm animal. Now, the Flackery Festival is sponsored annually by the folks at the Aunt Jemima Fishing Lake and the Hackery Flackery Dock. Is that right?
No,
Thank you, Gordon.
Kind of. It actually means publicity or promotion.
That's stupid.
Flackery is an important part of any product's success.
Oh, I like yours better.
Okay. I do too. I really do too.
Get some sympathy. Yeah. Where's the affirmation?
From time to time, you have to go to a chiropractor to get adjusted.
That's true.
Wow.
In this world, we have our troubles. Sometimes lonesome and sometimes blue. But the hope of life eternal brightens all our hopes anew. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. I am longing for the coming of my Savior, Lord and King. And I can hear all my loved ones singing that brand new song I'd like to sing. Oh, I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world.
Doug on the Dobra.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny and Michael Sykes and
Tanya.
Tanya Goodman Sykes.
Yeah.
Tanya
Goodman. The best.
They're carrying on that great tradition of the Goodman family. So that's good.
Goodman Revival.
Wilburn. And Wilburn.
Oh, what a morning. Hallelujah.
The Traveling Wilburn. Here they are.
Hallelujah, homecoming.
We live in a world down here below with trials and troubles and earthly woes. But there's a day that's gonna dawn when we finally cross that distant shore. And the saints in glory who've gone before, they will welcome us home.
The gates swing open and I'll step inside. Say hello to the blind eye. Run down the streets that are paved with gold to the Father's glorious throne. Find my friends and loved ones there at the marriage supper, pull up a chair. Oh, what a morning. Hallelujah, homecoming.
Oh, for the day when there's no more night. And we live in the light. No tears there will ever be shed. It's gonna be peace, gonna be joy, gonna sing forever, yeah, lift our voice. There'll be a celebration when
the gates reopen and I'll step inside. Say hello to the fine vines. I'll run down the streets that are paved with gold to the Father's glorious throne. Find my friends and loved ones there at the marriage supper full of the chair.
Accountants or gospel singers. There you have it, Wilburn and Wilburn on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. The best thing about the future is it only comes one day at a time.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Back here at Homecoming Radio with this reminder that no matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
It's Jim Brady Trio.
Some folks have set their sights above on a heavenly mansion. Others long to gaze upon a jasper wall. But I know there's more beyond imagination.
It's the part that's never been explained at all.
I'm looking for the half that's never been told. I'm looking for the streets that are paved with gold. I want to hear the rest of the story told when I get there. Of the one who died, telling of the things never been described, revealing every truth of eternal life that has never been told.
Every question that I had will then be answered. All the mysteries of God will then be clear, unveiling secret after secret of his wonder. He will tell me all I ever longed to hear.
I'm looking for the never been told. I'm looking for the streets that are paved with gold. I want to hear the rest of the story told when I get there. I want to hear the voice of the one who died, telling of the things never been described, revealing every truth of eternal life that has never been told. Never been told. I'm looking for the streets that are paved with gold. I want to hear the rest of the story told when I get there. I want to hear the voice of the one who died, telling of the things never been described, revealing every truth of eternal life that has never been told. I want to hear the voice of the one who died, telling of the things never been described, revealing every truth of eternal life that has never been told. Never been told.
Hey, everybody, it's Jake Cooley, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hey, we love getting your notes, your letters, your emails, and you can write to us today at homecomingradio.com.
Letters, I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
This one says, hi, I'm 13, and I love gospel music. Oh. That's right, 13. I hear you all the time on the satellite. I'm glad Tori is there to keep everyone in line.
We are too.
She's like having a mom. That's from Joseph. Thanks, Joseph. And do your homework.
Yeah.
I like that. Dory says, I love the program. It's the uplift of my week. I'm older and I live alone, so your hope and encouragement makes you my family. Oh. I look forward to that day when together we will sing in that great heavenly choir. What a beautiful thing to say.
A listener writes, just a quick hello. My pastor told me about your program, and now I can't get enough. It was an uplift and encouragement for me in a very dark season of my life. You make me smile and even laugh sometimes. Love the God-warming music. Keep the faith.
That's good, buddy.
You know, we've sung for many years as a family group called the Gloria Land Quartet in Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We learned every Gaither song there ever was and sang them all.
We did too.
The people loved it then, and they still do. Bless you all. Carol.
Oh, that's nice.
We love the notes, and the way to do that is homecomingradio.com. That's you, right. Don't, you don't have to type or anything. Just
sort of.
No, you.
Well, you kind of have to
do,
type.
Actually.
Isaac Watts was often called the father of hymnody. He wrote over 750 hymns and often used the cross as the foundation for his writing. His heart was always touched by the significance and the redemptive work it accomplished. One of his best hymns was at the cross where I first saw the light. Here's the vocal band singing it.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed? At the cross,
I'm happy all the way. That is the way to happiness.
Being through vocal pain.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little sense of belonging to your life, and all the while encouraging you to remember we are really better together.
You know, Bill, we try to keep everything nice, neat, handy, and available to you at your fingertips. Homecomingradio.com. Check it out where you can.
Get the updates on the latest Gaither videos. Spend a little time over on our Facebook page. Click that like button and leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Our salute goes to the state of Minnesota today with KBHW. That's 10 stations. KADU, KCFB, KJLY, another 10 stations there. And KTIS, we say salute.
Hey, everybody, we got to go. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.